Hello. Our presentation today is on economic inequality and population health. The contributors of this presentation are Dr. Timothy Johnson and myself. So moving on to the presenter disclosures, I think I need to say that out loud that to the best of our knowledge, there is no relationship to disclose in regards to personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation. Yeah. Okay. So a little bit of background here. On our subject, there is growing recognition that unequal economic opportunities are associated with negative population outcomes. And previous research has documented national and US state level associations between measures of economic inequality and multiple indicators of population health status and health risks. However, there continues to be a debate regarding the nature of the relationship between income inequality and a number of social outcomes, as well as full health status. Much of the literature concerned with the health effects of inequality compares effects across nations and in the United States across states. Bobones, for example, explored the association between income inequality and population health on a cross-national level and concluded that there is an unequivocal link between the two at the country level. Research by Wilkinson and colleagues has arrived at similar conclusions. However, research conducted at smaller units of aggregation, such as counties or census tracts, within the United States has produced less clear findings. So in a review of available evidence, Wilkinson and Pickett reported that there are considerable differences in the proportion of findings that support a link between income inequality and population health, depending on whether inequality was measured in large or small areas. Inequality across small geographic areas does not seem to be reliably associated with health outcomes, at least not when measured at the aggregate level. And as Subramanian and Kawachi have concluded, the impact of income inequality on public health still needs further analysis. So moving on to our study. So our study is focused on investigating relationships between a local income inequality index, the Gini coefficient, and a set of self-reported health status indicators. Health status measures examined include those available in the public use version of the 2012 NHIS, including global health ratings and the presence of several chronic and acute health conditions. So we use the data from the 2012 National Health Interview Survey linked with census tract and county level Gini coefficients. As a reminder, Gini coefficients assess the degree to which income distribution within a geographic area deviates from an equal distribution. So low Gini coefficients represent perfect equality, where high coefficients represent greater inequalities in income distribution. So for our analysis, we divided Gini in tertiles of high, medium, and level. And low economic inequality. And it is also important at this point that we acknowledge the assistance of Daniel Levy at the National Center for Health Statistics and Frank Lamhaus at the U.S. Census Bureau for their assistance in linking these data. So our main hypotheses here are that, first, higher levels of local economic inequality are associated with lower population health status. And by local, we mean tract and county-level economic inequality. And second, that the effects of economic inequality on health status vary by level of geographic aggregation. Specifically, that the strength of the association between economic inequality and health is greater at higher levels of aggregation. So moving on to the method slide. So the sample, as we said before, for the 2012 National Health Interview Study included data for 108,131 persons residing within the 42,366 households interviewed. All analyses were adjusted for complex sample design and weights. Data were analyzed at the individual level. We examined relationships between levels of economic inequality and the health conditions, using both bivariate and multivariate methods. And in our logistic regressions, we also controlled for several covariates, such as age, gender, race, ethnicity, education, income, and family size. But let's take a look at the simple bivariate associations between individual health measures and area-level economic inequality. So here, as you can see, looking at the first of the proportions of the sample reporting health as poor or fair, we find a positive relationship between levels of income inequality as measured by the Gini coefficient and those self-report. So only 8.4% report poor or fair health, as opposed to almost 12% living in those census tracts that have greater levels of inequality. So we see a similar relationship at the county level, although the gradient is not quite as strong, ranging from 9.2% to 11.4%. So these findings tend to confirm the associations reported in the literature at high levels of aggregation. Then we look at whether or not any limitation is reported for those individuals. So we see a similar pattern at the tract level, but you'll notice that the pattern of association between county levels of inequality and limitations is not consistent with the general hypothesis. Then here we see something similar as we go to specific types of disabling conditions. Looking first at vision problems, we see a strong relationship at the tract level, but not at the county level. And then we go to hearing problems, and we again see a similar pattern of increasing disability with increasing economic inequality at the tract level, but not at the county level. And then for arthritis problems, it is an almost identical pattern. And also for heart-related problems, a strong gradient at the tract level and essentially no association between county-level inequality and that condition. For stroke, we find increases to be associated with tract-level economic inequality. At the county level, we see a similar gradient, although not as strong as we observe at the tract level. Moving on, for diabetes, we find a similar pattern where economic inequality at the tract level is more strongly associated with this condition than is inequality measured at the county level. And then lastly, we also examine intellectual disabilities, again finding a pattern, albeit not significant, of a relationship between tract level economic inequality and this condition. At the county level, no clear pattern of the association of this association was evident. So overall, we found 7 out of 9 cases, there's a significant association between our health measures and economic inequality in the expected direction at the tract level, but only 2 out of 9 measures at the county level. But let's see what happens when we introduce controls for other individual level characteristics, like age, gender, race, ethnicity, education, income, and family size. So let's look at the logistic regressions for the same variables. So here first again, we look at the self-health ratings and we see basically the same thing we found with the bivariate associations controlling for all those characteristics. We still see a strong association between the level of inequality within communities, regardless of whether it's measured at the tract level or the county level, and self-health ratings in these adjusted odds ratios. Interestingly, however, only the adjusted association between health ratings and tract level inequality is found to be significant here. So specifically, persons living in tracts with lower levels of inequality are significantly less likely to have poor or fair health ratings compared to those living in tracts with higher levels of inequality. However, when we look at limitations, or at any limitations, the pattern that we observed previously comes back into focus, where there is a significant association at the tract level between inequality and limitations, but not at the county level. So here we see no relationship for either variable for vision problems after adjusting for other individual level characteristics. The direction of the association at the tract level, however, is in the expected direction, whereas it is not at the county level. And we see something similar for hearing problems, where there is essentially no clear association between this disability and economic inequality, regardless of the level at which it is measured. But we do see, in the case of arthritis, the pattern of increasing morbidity with increasing economic inequality at the tract level, but not at the county level. And for heart problems, we see a strong association, again, at the tract level, but not at the county level. Associations between stroke and economic inequality are less clear, although a weak association was observed in which marginally lower adjusted rates were observed among persons living in census tracts having lower levels of inequality. So in examining diabetes, persons living in tracts with less inequality had lower rates compared to those in tracts with greater inequality, and again, no clear pattern was observed between this condition and inequality at the county level. And finally, no significant associations were found between intellectual disabilities and economic inequality, although the pattern in, at the tract level was consistent with our expectations, whereas it was not when examining the county level of inequality. And then we just threw a lot of data at you, so let's summarize. So in our bivariate analysis, 78% of the cases show a significant association between greater inequality and poor health at the tract level, whereas only 22% of county level analysis demonstrate an association between greater inequality and poorer health at the county level. In our logistic regression analysis, controlling for respondent level characteristics, on the tract level, 5 out of 9 measures confirm an association between inequality and poor health, but none find an association between inequality and health at the county level. So moving back to our hypothesis, the answer to whether local economic inequality is detrimental to population health status would be probably yes, since 7 out of 9 cases, as I just mentioned, show significant association between greater inequality and poor health at the tract level in our bivariate analysis and 5 out of 9 in the logistic regressions, but not for the county level. And answering whether the effects of economic inequality on health status vary by level of geographic aggregation, we would conclude that it does, since the results for tract level are very different compared to the county level, but not in the direction we hypothesized. So some of the limitations of this study are shown in this slide. So our data are based on survey self-reports, which are known to be subject to various forms of reporting and measurement error. Multi-level models remain to be examined. There remains uncertainty on what is the best geographic level at which to measure economic inequality. There is uncertainty on the optimal form of association between income inequality and health measures. For example, is it linear, as our analysis has assumed, or could curvilinear models perhaps be more appropriate? Just as some analysis of the association between socioeconomic status and health suggests, there may be thresholds beyond which socioeconomic status is no longer related to health, or there may be levels of economic inequality above which its relationship with health is also less powerful. And lastly, the specific psychosocial mechanisms that link income inequality with health outcomes have not been established empirically. So for our future steps now, we plan on replicating this study in additional samples over different years, using different levels of aggregation for measuring inequality, and using additional measures of health and well-being, using multi-level modeling, and examining models to identify mediators of the relationship between economic inequality and poor health. Thank you for your attention, and wishing you good health.